Welcome back to another episode of
Thank you so much. Okay. I'm
Kirsten. Just trying a thing.
What kind of coffee do you have today, Allie?
It's called the Viet Vegan from a Vietnam coffee place, and I think it has brown sugar and oat milk.
That sounds yummy.
Yeah.
I have this Stoke cold brew. It's like an energy. Well, you know, when I was in high school, my friend always used to get these Monster Energy coffee drinks.
Oh, I used to drink those.
She'd always get the mocha one. But the
mocha monster is what it's called.
Okay, yeah. So I think this is kind of similar because it has like the vitamins of like the monster and then it tastes like coffee. It's good.
I think the first thing we need to address right now is your hair.
What about it?
It's new.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is Kirsten's natural hair color, so.
So there's actually nothing new about it. I don't know, like, what you guys thought was different about it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not even a little bit different than it was last episode.
Right.
Or previous, like, several episodes, same.
Or your life.
Or my life, yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, so we dyed my hair green. And, yeah.
And it's green now.
Yeah, I like it. I like how it turned out.
I think it's
cute.
Should
I move it all down?
Like, yeah. Show the people.
I think did we talk about on the episode? I guess not.
No, I don't think so.
We did Bopa's hair, our friend Bopa, and because she was dressing up as Eevee. No, not Eevee. What's the name? It's the other thing with ears.
It's an Eevee.
It's a blue.
It is. It does come from Eevee.
Yeah, I forget the name of it though.
It's the blue one with the fins.
Yeah,
she does come from Eevee.
So
I don't know what they say. Morph. What do they say?
I forget.
They say something like...
Yeah, the generate... Like, because there's Mew and Mewtwo, and then...
They don't morph, but they...
They mutilate?
No, it's on the tip of my tongue. I'll think about it later.
I'll get it, too. So, anyway, she was going to be this second generation of Eevee or whatever, and so she wanted blue in her hair.
Mutate?
Mutate sounds right.
No, it's not. It's not right. Anyway, her hair matched the costume. It was cute.
Yes.
And then we just did Kirsten's green for no reason.
Here's
we just thought it would be fun.
Yeah, I went to the Cosmoprof with you to get the blue hair dye for Bopa, and I was like looking at all the cool color swatches, and I was like, ooh, this green is pretty. But I remember I was like going over like a bunch of things that I could do. I was like, oh, maybe I should just try to get all my natural color.
Yeah, maybe I should do purple.
Yeah.
And then you saw the green and you were like, that's pretty. And then I was like, that'll look good on you.
Then we did it.
And then we did it.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not mad about how it turned out at all.
Yeah. It's cute.
What else did we do this week? So it was Halloween two days ago. I feel like it was a pretty like low-key Halloween because I normally do something crazier. We went up to 4,100.
Yeah, but it was also on a Thursday. So I feel like if it was a different day, it might be more exciting. But we did go to the greatest.
The night before that.
And the Dodgers won the World Series.
Yeah, I didn't even know. You roped me into this and you're like, we're going to go to the greatest and we're just going to like ask people scary stories for a podcast. And I was like, oh yeah. And then I didn't realize it was the World Series and we were going to be watching a whole Dodgers game, but it's fine.
It's fine because LA won and we were there for it. And it was fun because everyone was happy and cheering. Mm-hmm. Imagine if they lost, then everyone would be in bad moods.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
I do have one thing to say about that Halloween party. I'm mad. I have beef.
Which Halloween party?
At the greatest.
Oh.
I have beef.
With who?
With the owner because she was doing the costume contest.
Oh, yeah.
And me and Kadar dressed up as Naked and Afraid people.
It's a great
went
costume.
All out.
Yeah.
You know, looked like idiots for this freaking party. And the host/owner was like, okay, time for the costume contest.
Where was I during that? It must have been really fast because
it was. That's what I'm trying to say. So she's like, time for the costume contest. And we were like, oh, okay. And usually that means like people vote for your costume.
Yeah, like everybody gather.
And they
we're
cheer.
Gonna, like, yeah.
And whoever cheers the loudest usually wins or people vote or whatever. Well, no. She got up there and she was like, okay, so the best couple dress costume are my friends, so-and-so and so-and-so. And they just wore Star Trek shirts. That's it. They just had the Star Trek shirt. They didn't have...
Did you say something?
I wanted to, but Kadar told me not to because I was drunk and I was mad. And he was like, don't worry. It's just a stupid costume contest. And I was like, no, I'm pissed. But she literally just, like, no one asked us our names. No one asked, like, what we were.
Did you stand up there?
Yes, we were standing right there making eye contact with her.
Yeah.
No one asked for any of our information.
Because usually for a costume contest, they, like, get everybody that, like, wants to be in the contest.
They didn't
up.
Do that. She said, make sure I see you. She said, make sure I see you.
Like, right now?
Yeah.
So she's, like, deciding in the moment?
Yeah, but really it was just, it went to her friends, mm-hmm. and they had a Star Trek shirt on from fucking Amazon. And
That's
that was
stupid.
It. They didn't put any, like, pointed ears. They didn't have any other additional things to their costume.
Yeah.
So we were pissed. I was really mad.
Yeah.
I was like,
y'all
should
have won.
I know.
Did anybody else, like, see you guys? Like, when she announced the winners, did anybody else, like, look at you guys and think, like, why wasn't it you?
Well, only, like, our friends, like, Stephanie and a couple. Jonathan looked at us, and he was like, what?
What the fuck?
And I was like, yeah, it's rigged.
Yeah,
but I did.
We have beef with you.
Yeah, we have beef with you. And you fired our favorite bartender.
Oh, really? I didn't know about that.
She's gone.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. So we're probably not going to go there anymore, but also we're just not going to because Steph is moving.
Well, yeah, here's the thing is like, what do you win, like, a gift certificate to the bar?
Yeah.
And so, like, when would you use it?
Right. I would probably make a trip down just to use it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
It is cheap. I was so surprised, actually. Like, I got a gin and tonic and the guy was like, okay, well, it's a $10 minimum. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, how much was it? And he was like, $3.50.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so I can get three gin and tonics.
Yeah, for under $10, yeah. You're right at $10. It's crazy how cheap that place is. And they recently raised their prices.
That is crazy. Because that's like, I mean, $3.50 is what I remember paying, like, at bars in Indiana for, like, a cheap, like, mixed drink.
That's what we pay in West Virginia.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Indiana's probably a little more expensive now.
Yeah,
like
inflation.
But,
And then Thursday, we went to 4100, but me and Hannah and Jocelyn went to El Cid, which I had never been there
and
before.
Kadar.
Oh, and Kadar, yeah.
He never listens to our podcast anyway.
I know. I was literally like, he's not going to know. He was there. But we went to a Chapel Roan Charlie XCX dance party at El Cid. Mm-hmm. And I had never been there before, but we walked past all the time. And it is huge.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's huge. It's like all downstairs and like really wide open rooms. And yeah, it was cool. It was really fun. And I dressed as Chapel Roan and there was a lot of chapels there.
I bet.
There was. But everyone kept wanting pictures with me because all the chapels wanted pictures with each other.
That's sweet.
It was fun.
I'm glad I didn't go just because I didn't realize that it started at like 10.
Yeah, it started late.
Yeah. And
we were out pretty late.
Yeah, I was already pretty tired by that time, so I'm like yawning now.
I know. We're like not in the mood for this right now.
Yeah, it's
a sleepy day. It's raining.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. And
it's raining.
I didn't like get up and like going until like 1 p.m. today.
I'm jealous. I'm so jealous.
So we do have a like stuff to discuss.
Yeah.
Back to our like point with the greatest. The whole reason why we went there was we were going to, well, that wasn't the whole reason because.
No, but.
But part of the reason why we went there.
We thought it would be a good idea because people are crazy at the greatest.
Yeah, we wanted to get some stories.
Wanted to get some spooky
scary
stories
for you guys. Because if you are real OGs, you heard last year's episode where we read some scary stories from our listeners. And this time we actually wanted to get some audio clips.
Mm-hmm.
See if we can get our friends to record like some audio of their scary stories. And then we thought it'd be a good idea to ask people at the greatest.
Because the greatest is like a trashy dive bar.
Yeah. Like, I feel like drunk people are like, hell yeah, let me tell you about
all
this.
All of
thing.
The people there are so like they're all characters. They're all wild.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought like they would be super down to be like, oh yeah, you want a spooky story? Let me tell you.
But nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. But here's the thing is they all wanted to tell us, but not.
But
be
not be
recording.
Recorded. But what is that about?
It's because they're old. Like
yeah,
everybody
I guess
at the greatest is like 40 and up. Like
they were, yeah, they
50,
were older,
like,
and I feel like they think that everything goes viral or something.
Yeah, and it's
but we're
also
like
we're only collecting the audio. It's not like people would know that it's
yeah,
real.
Like no one knows your voice by heart. Like
yeah,
you know, and. but they did not want to be recorded. But we heard a couple, like, some people told us some spooky stuff. Like, that one girl's story, I personally don't believe it, but...
The one with the handprints? The bus?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wanted to look up the story, because she said that there's, like, a bunch of stuff online about it, but, like, her story was, like, there was a train, it's in Texas, I think.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a train that hit a school bus, and people say if you, like, park your car in front of it, then the kids will, like,
if you park your car and throw baby powder.
Oh, the baby powder, yeah. Then the kids will, like, come and, like,
put handprints.
Try to protect you from the train.
Yeah, yeah, and you see handprints on your window in the baby powder.
Yeah, but...
That seems crazy.
She said it happened to her, though.
She said it happened to her.
Yeah.
She wouldn't let us record it.
Yeah.
So, lame. Fuck her in the end. Just kidding.
Fuck her.
Fuck you. No, I'm just kidding.
And then somebody else told us a story... I don't remember. That one was the most memorable to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only one I remember.
Yeah.
And I knew that was going to happen. I was like, if we don't record these, I'm not going to remember them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, someone told us a story about their grandma.
I forget what it was.
Yeah, no idea.
But anyway, we did end up getting some stories.
Yeah.
Stephanie, we recorded a story, which I haven't listened to. Have you listened to the recording yet?
No.
So
it might sound bad.
We can't guarantee. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to, like, listen to these recordings, like, live with you guys and commentate on them.
Mm-hmm.
Is commentate a word?
Commentate.
Is it?
I think so.
Report on an event as it occurs, especially for a news or sports. Okay, so we are going to commentate on these recordings that we got. So we have a story from Stephanie. We have a story from my friend Ryan and another one of my friends from college. And
We shouldn't say this. We should just say they're our listeners.
Okay, yeah. So delete that part.
We don't want to sound like losers.
From our listeners. We got stories from our listeners.
I just don't want to sound like we only have our friends telling us our stories.
Okay, because we're a famous podcast.
Because we have a lot of listeners and we have a lot of emails that we had to go through.
Yeah, so we did select the best stories, the best of the submissions that we got, and we compiled them together.
Yes, we did.
So from all the emails and the submissions that we got on Instagram, we chose the ones that we liked, and we're going to share them with you. We're going to actually play the recordings.
And discuss.
We're going to discuss what we think.
But first.
I'm Kirsten.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to
Thank You So Much.
Thank you so much for Spooky Stories. So which one do we want to do first?
Well, we have one from our listener, Stephanie.
Okay.
She is from Hawthorne, California.
Yeah, well, that's the one that neither of us have, like, listened to the recording of yet.
Yeah, so it's new for all of us.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, this was during the Dodgers game, so let's go.
Okay, we're under a jacket tent right now, and Stephanie's going to tell us a scary story.
I'm actually going to tell you the earliest story that I have. I grew up going the summers in Mexico with my grandmother, and her house already gave me the heebie-jeebies, like, from the beginning. I can already feel, like, spirits at a young age, and so I always felt like this, like, other person or other spirit there with me. And I didn't know what it was, you know, I was young, whatever. So I remember waking up really early. I think I was about, like, maybe seven, and opening up the curtains and looking outside my grandmother's yard, and there was always this swing. It was just like a random swing, and I just looked out, and there was this young girl in just like this white dress. It looked like a First Communion dress, something very, you know, religious. I was raised Catholic, so it looked like it was like a First Communion dress, very young girl. And she would just, like, sit there and just, like, swing, like, back and forth. Very, like, nonchalantly, like, very spooky. And I thought I was just tripping. But, yes, like, she would just sit there and, like, it looked just like her baptism outfit. And just, like, swing back and forth. Just very, like, cozy. Like, she was meant to be there. And my grandmother actually lost children at a very young age and lost a lot of her kids. Like, she's lost, like, maybe three of her kids. So I think it was one of them. That's what I think. But it was very spooky and it's very scary. And I've told my sisters about it, and they said that they've seen something similar, but they thought that they were just like, it was just their imagination. So I know it was a haunted house. Like I felt it.
I felt the energy.
Oh my God, the energy. Yes. And I still feel that energy now. And I feel like that's why I still see like a lot of ghosts, and I see like so many different, like from different realms. Like I felt them, and I feel like I still have a connection with them. I don't fear them at all, because you know, they're the undead. What can they do to us besides just scare us? We fear them more than they fear us. I just try and welcome them. Unless I feel like they're a horrible, evil spirit, then I tell them, like, they got to get the fuck out. And that's when I bring out my sage. And I'm like,
bye.
Get the fuck out of here. But I haven't had to do that since my last place. And I still had to tell that motherfucker to get out sometimes, because he would come back, and you just have to hold your space and just like, if they're sweet and they're welcoming, like just let them be. But if they're not, tell them to get the fuck out, and they'll get the fuck out.
There you have it. First, we have the scary story, and then she kind of talked about how we can like banish the ghosts.
Yeah, which I think is very helpful, because. Yeah, like she said, if they're nice, like there's not really any reason to banish them. Just let them be, unless you're super scared, I guess. But at the end of the day, it was probably their place first.
Yeah.
But if they're scary, I think words of wisdom from Steph, just tell them to get the fuck out.
Yeah, so it sounded like she did have another story of like where she had to banish
ghosts. She says she had three stories, yeah, and so then she probably, I think she sees or feels spirits a lot, so.
Yeah. Maybe we can get her on to tell some of those other stories.
Interesting.
But that first one was interesting too, because it felt like one of those classic ghost story of like the girl in the white dress. Like you always like, that's like a class, like, you know, is it not? Like we have like Samara. And then also I just also have you heard that story of like the hitchhiker? It's like a scary ghost story that people tell each other, but it's like the hitchhiker, there's like a girl in a white dress and she's like all bloody, and they like stop for her and she like gets in the back seat and then like, she keeps, like, disappearing or something.
Oh, yeah. I think we talked about that last year. That's scary.
Yeah. Anyway, like,
I think the white dress is just scary.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
But also, it's interesting that her grandma lost children, and that could have been one of them. Because I really believe that could have been one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. That was her house. All the girls saw it, too, on the swing. Like.
Yeah, that's creepy. That's.
She, if I remember correctly, like she was a kid when
that
was happening.
Yeah, she said she was like 7.
Yeah. So like.
And kids are more susceptible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kids can like see. I wonder why.
I think just because their brains haven't set in, like reality hasn't completely set in yet. And so they're super, super open-minded. And the like for adults, we're like, that's not real. It can't be real. So we're not even going to be open to it, maybe.
Yeah. I think it's that. No, I think it is part of that. And then there's also like the past lives theory where like they're closer to the spirit realm.
Yeah, because they just came from it. Yeah, that's true too. Well, I like that story.
Mm-hmm.
That was creepy.
That was a classic.
Yeah.
This one is from Ryan, one of our listeners. One of our fans.
And they're going to tell us in their own words.
Yeah.
The scary story.
Yeah, this one was interesting. Well, we'll talk about it, but it was interesting because it's some lore I've never really heard about. So.
All right. So Dodgers won. That's pretty great. Go dog apocalypse. Now, I've always been a fan of the occult. Always liked ghosts growing up and zombies coming out of graves and red stories about real hauntings, and had cousins and stuff that lived in a haunted house that had many stories from it, and I even experienced something myself there, but it's not as unique as this one scenario where I was in a state park in Pennsylvania, and we were camping for Labor Day or Memorial Day. I can't remember which one. I believe it was Labor Day. Campsites were crowded. Absolutely packed. We were even sharing a campsite with the family. So to give you the gist, maybe just like you've been to my house, imagine the distance from my house to the back house. And that was the difference of two tents in a lot. And every space between each lot maybe had about one like house's worth of trees and shit. But you could kind of see through the trees and see the other campsites. And the whole thing was sold out, so we were lucky to even get a campsite. And all through the night, you could hear teenagers running around, probably trying to kiss each other. You could hear like old dudes staying up and drinking beer and being like, woo, we're hanging out. But the thing about that park is it's notorious for having super creepy, rigid, like fucking federal, I guess, whatever the park employees are, and notorious for just creeping in on people at night and catching people drinking and writing them absurd citations, which aren't with the state. They're beyond that, so you have to pay them, and it's annoying. So knowing all of these stories, we're being a bit cautious, but my friend Lauren and my friend Rachel and I were up, and we were drinking whiskey in the tent, and we were drinking beers and shit, and I had to get up and go pee. So I got out of the tent, and I walked to the threshold of the campsite, which at our campsite happened to host one of the exits for the many trail systems within the campsite. So I'm standing there, and I'm kind of getting ready to pee, and I'm peeing, and I see way down the end of the trail is a light. And it's a moving light, and it kind of bobs, and then it goes off. I go, okay, what was that? Now, it's a big pee. I'm so full of alcohol at this time that it felt like forever because, well, I'm thinking, okay, that was weird. I see it again, and it's a little further up exactly what would be a trail, and it's bobbing along, and it's a light, and it goes off. And so then I think, oh, you know what? That's probably just some other people having fun at night. You know, it's around 2 in the morning at this time. Holiday weekend, though, you could still hear the voices of nearby campers. Definitely boomers drinking beer, even though we're being paranoid. And I go, oh, you know what I would do if I were walking down a trail like that at night and trying to be discreet? I would shine my light, see what was in front of me, turn my light off, and navigate appropriately, and let my eyes adjust to the moonlight and the starlight, and continue down the path. And as I'm thinking that thought, the light appears again. Only it's ventured off the trail path that it was on and has just joined the trail path that we're on and essentially empties out to us. So I finish up watching it and think to myself, no way that's what's happening. The light has gone off again. There's a pause. The light goes on again, kind of a bulb, white bulb, and it's bouncing and bouncing and bouncing. Up the trail it goes towards us. And so my immediate thought is, okay, this must be one of those fucking park guards that's going to write us a citation. So I run back into the tent and I say, "Hey, let's stuff our beers in blankets and stuff." And Lauren, there's a light out there, and can you see it? And she looks and she goes, "No." And I was like, "Hey, it keeps turning on and turning off, but it's getting closer." And she's watching and she's watching. My friend Rachel says, "No, stop! You're scaring us." And we're like, "I'm not trying to scare you. This is just actually happening. Shush. Let's hold on 1 second." Lauren and I are looking out the window, and the light suddenly appears. She had seen it, I guess, a little bit earlier, but we were watching it, waiting for it to reappear. Lo and behold, it appears in our fucking campsite, like it's a stone's throw away from our tent. And it's the most blinding light. We shoot back into the tent. Rachel's scared. I immediately get like whiskey frisky and pissed off. And I go, you know what? Fuck that. And I tear out of the tent to go see what is out there. And there's nothing at all. That light cracked its way on and off up this path and then ended up within feet from basically one end of my porch to the other of us and emitted a blinding light. Now, I never really thought anything of it outside of being really weird that nobody was there and being thankful for that. So I didn't, you know, get myself into trouble or some shit. But later down the line, I had a UFO experience where I saw a UFO and it was a mass sighting. I was at a drive-in movie theater and the UFO appeared above it. So everybody saw it and they even made jokes about it over the radio between movies. It's like, who saw the UFO? And it caught me off guard and I was just so curious about it. And it wasn't until I got unemployed that I started finally being able to have the time to read about things like UFOs, which led me into cryptids and whatnot, and a bunch of overlapping elements of the phenomena. And the thing that struck me most in this discovery is that in that phenomena of UFOs and Bigfoot and whatnot, as well as foreign folklore such as fairies and leprechaun, even Willow of the Wisp remains true. Willow of the Wisp would be forest spirits that dance like ball lightning, little bulbs of light that pass through the forest and dance around. And when you unpack from that, the greater setup is there's a lot of people claiming they've seen Bigfoot turn into little ball of light. They've seen UFOs drop off little balls of light, and they've seen ghosts turn into little balls of light. And countless amount of people have always seen balls of light move through forests and wooded areas, so much so that there are just a lot of nomenclatures for it, again, like fairies, leprechauns, and whatnot. Reading that and learning that chilled the shit out of me, because that's when I knew seeing the UFO was one thing, but then reading that and remembering that experience just really shook me to the core and let me know it was all interconnected. And I definitely did see a phantom light, and just for some reason just assumed it was, you know, real reality. I assure you I wrote something much better for you, but seeing as I can't get it to you within the deadline of recording, I'm gonna have to send you this version. Thank you for listening.
Woo. Wait, okay, what were they talking about at the end? Willow of the Wisp? Like, I've never heard of that.
Me either, but I feel like every single culture has their own interpretation of, like, fairies or gnomes or, like, these forest people that appear and disappear. So they might have seen a forest person.
Yeah.
Or, like, a fairy of some kind or...
Well, I just looked up Will-O-The-Wisp. Is an atmospheric ghost light seen and followed by travelers at night, especially over bogs, swamps, or marshes.
The part that freaks me out is the fact that they went out to investigate, like, ready to call him out, you know? And there was no one there.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
And it's really creepy that the light was, like, so bright. It was, like, it kept getting closer.
Because they said
and closer.
Blinding.
Yeah.
So that would freak me out. It could be alien UFO stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of people say that there's, like, a blinding bright light whenever they see UFOs or, like, have alien experiences. Mm-hmm. Could be that. It could be fairies. It could be, like, those little gnome creatures.
Or Will-O-The-Wisp.
Will-O-The-Wisp. But that's funny that, like, they also saw a UFO sighting because that, to me, makes it sound like they're susceptible to the stuff. Like,
yeah.
You know how some people, like, see UFOs and some people don't? Or, like, they get visited by entities or aliens and some people don't. I feel like maybe they are just
more susceptible.
We
should get them and Stephanie on.
Yeah.
Ryan, Stephanie, come on.
I want to hear more.
We want to hear your other stories.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have their Instagram, but we'll put their Instagrams in the
caption.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Ryan. That was freaky deaky. I've never heard anything like that before.
I know. I like that one because it was really original.
Yeah. That's unique. Like a very unique experience.
Yeah.
But now I wonder, like, if that happens a lot and people just don't know. Because, like, you're out in the woods and you see lights and you think it's just, like, flashlights.
Especially if you hear campers nearby. It's like someone could be out there taking a piss, too.
Yeah, exactly. You just, like, think it's
but
other
the
flashlights.
The fact that there was no one there is so weird.
And the fact that it was, like, following them is
so
freaky.
Came closer and closer and, like, ended up on the trail that they were on. And, that's freaky.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That sounds fun, though. We should go camping sometime.
Yeah, let's get haunted and
let's go camping in the woods.
Yeah.
So we have two more stories.
This next story is from our valued listener, Kadar. Just kidding. He doesn't listen to any of episodes.
We can't say who. They are a listener.
Oh.
These are all from our listeners.
This is from one of our valued listeners.
Kadar.
His name's Kadar.
Mm-hmm. All righty, So you know how, like, when someone's right behind you, you can feel their presence? Like, when someone's, like, right behind you and, like, they're hovering over you and, like, watching you, you can, like, feel that, like, on your neck type shit. Mm-hmm. I'm sure some people are more or less sensitive to that kind of sensation, but my mom used to come up behind me when I was in school while I would be doing my homework. She used to always come and, like, watch me from behind, like, doing my homework because she thought it was cute or whatever. And so I would always know, like, when that was happening. Like, I would feel my mom right behind me, turn around, start talking to her. One time that happens, I'm in my room doing my homework, and I feel that sensation, like, super strong to the point where I turn around and start talking like I was so sure that my mom was right behind me, but there was nothing there visually. Oh. And I literally started talking. And then I was like, holy shit. And then like all of my, like the hair on my body raised and like, you like the energy in the room, like it felt like you could just like cut it with a butter knife. Like Ooh. It was just like, you know what I'm saying? Like the energy in the room was like thick. Yeah. And then I started smelling cologne super strong.
Damn. Who do you think that could be?
My first response when you, like my first thought that came to my head when you asked that question, which might be like some intuition shit, you know, is my grandfather.
Yeah.
Who passed away when I watched my grandfather. I was there when he transitioned. Like I was there from him like being alive to taking his last breath and being gone. I want to say I was like in elementary school at some point.
Did he wear cologne?
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we didn't have much of a relationship my whole life until he was on his deathbed and stuff. And so.
Well, that's really memorable too. Like,
yeah, I mean, and now I'm thinking about it, like, being present when someone transitions, you know what I'm saying, could like,
tie you
to that spirit in a way, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much what happened. And then, like, I ran out of the room and, like, grabbed my mom and her girlfriend at the time, and her girlfriend at the time is, like, sensitive to spirits and stuff like that, and worked with spirits and stuff. So she like went into the room and like her eyes just lit up. She was like, holy shit, like there's definitely some like a presence in here strong. Oh. Like I'm like, yeah. And then we lit the fucking sage and kept it pushing.
Yeah. Good story.
Yeah.
Off the cuff.
Thank you very much.
So have you ever, do you know the feeling he's talking about?
Yeah, like
where like someone's watching you.
Yeah. When you're alone in a room and then suddenly you don't hear it, but you hear something in the room.
Yeah, or like you just feel a presence, like there's
behind
energy.
You, like walking or something. But I mean, I've had that, like when there's actually is someone, but not like
So you know when there is someone there.
Yeah,
and you feel that, and you like turn around and see like, oh, someone's right here, like. You know, Langston's in the doorway or something. But I had that feeling one time when I first moved into my apartment that I'm in right now.
Ooh, creepy.
And I was laying down and I just felt like it was so scary. Like I felt like someone was in my apartment and it's so small that like no one was there because they don't really have anywhere to hide. But I turned around like making sure like is someone in here, and I just was like, okay, probably just a spirit, and then I went back to sleep.
Did you say that out loud?
No. Oh, okay. I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
But Fredo heard it too. Fredo and me like looked at each other.
Oh. So yeah.
Yeah. So that was like, so I understand what he means by like feeling that presence. And I do think there could be something to when you see someone transition, like maybe you're kind of attached to them in a way, or maybe they can come back and be around you easier or something. I don't know.
Where's my dad?
Right. Where's dad? Hello.
I saw you transition, so.
You could come say hi.
You could say hi whenever you want. Maybe he's like, I've been trying to, you're just not paying attention.
Yeah, he's like, I gave up. But yeah, I think that's true. And the smell of cologne, like people smell things a lot when they're being visited by people. So that's interesting to me.
That's like super freaky.
Especially because like, it's not like he had a man in the house that would smell like cologne.
Yeah. So there's like no logical explanation for it, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
But he was a kid too. Didn't he say he was like 10 or something?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's like another point to it. It's like, he could experience that more easily as a kid.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kadar, for that story. That was like a true like haunting experience.
Yeah. Like a ghost visited you.
Yeah.
For sure.
So we have one final story. And this one I would say is also a true haunting. Mm. But I think about this story a lot because this listener has told me this story before. This friend is Matt. Or this listener is named Matt.
Right. This listener.
they said, okay, on the train, so here it goes. The dorm I lived at while in college had a bike room in the basement. One night, after studying at the campus library, I rode my bike back to the dorm and stowed it in the bike room. It was pretty late in the evening when I left the library, and no one else was in the basement upon arriving at the dorm. The section of the basement that housed the bike room also shared the space with a few campus administrative offices that had since been closed for hours by the time I had made it back to the dorm. After stowing my bike, I began my walk back to my staircase on the other side of the building, but noticed an unusual reflection in one of the glass windows at the end of the hall. At first, I thought it might have been my reflection or a trick of the light, but as I continued my approach, I saw that it couldn't have been me reflected in the glass, as the person looked much different. But strangely, I couldn't see myself. I turned around to see if maybe it was catching the reflection of someone behind me, when I noticed something in the reflection of the glass windows I passed in that empty hallway as I approached the odd reflection at the end of the hall that still sends shivers up my spine. I was very much alone in the basement of the dorm, and to my horror, I saw myself in profile along with a young woman with shoulder-length brown hair, maybe an inch or two shorter than me, who was walking so close, her nose should have been on the back of my neck. Just as I attempted to double-take, my reflection manifested at the end of the hall, and the apparition of the woman vanished, and I ran back to the third floor, never to return to the basement of that building after sunset again.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
My biggest fear is, like, seeing a face in a window.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
And she, the fact that she was, like, right behind, like, literally, like up on his neck.
Oh, yeah. That's so scary.
Yeah.
That's really scary. And basements are scary in general.
This person went to college with me, and I lived in that dorm, too. And I used to hang out in the basement sometimes and study at night. And it was creepy as fuck. If there was nobody else down there, it was so creepy.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, basements already are creepy. But seeing a reflection in the window is just, like, top tier. No, fuck that.
I don't blame him for, like, never going there after
that.
Yeah,
I would never go down there ever again.
But he has to keep his bike somewhere, so he probably did.
Well, yeah. I mean, at night, yeah. Yeah. I would never go down there at night. That's so scary.
It was very, like, 70s coded down there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, yeah. Like, a very, like, old-fashioned kind of building. And
okay.
Yeah. Spooky stuff. That, fuck that, honestly.
Yeah,
fuck
no.
Fuck that so hard. Mm-hmm. I hope that never happens to me.
No. No, I hate it.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, that one was really creepy. I'll never forget that, because... Also, one thing about that dorm building is there were, like, a lot of people that had, like, haunting stories, especially in the basement. And that year, I don't know if it was the same year that Matt experienced this, but we had, like, ghost hunters come.
Oh.
Yeah, the RA, like, one of the RAs organized ghost hunters to come down in the basement and check. And they never told us what the results were.
Oh, man.
But... I mean, I wonder if there's a reason why they never told us what the results were.
Like, it was haunted for sure.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to scare you.
Yeah.
That could be it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're but like, let's not tell everyone that you heard a voice say, get out.
Yeah, exactly.
These kids are just 18 years old.
Yeah, they're like living here and we don't have anywhere else for them to go.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want to freak them out too hard.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay.
Creepy stuff.
Those were all good.
Yeah,
good
we got stories. Some. We collected some nice stories this year. Mm-hmm. We'll make it a tradition.
Yeah.
But yeah, it would be cool to have some people on the pod, some of the listeners again on the pod. And guys, if you have stories, like, if this inspires you to tell us your story, honestly, we might just like bring it on.
Yeah, we love spooky season, and in our eyes, it's still spooky season.
Yeah. We were thinking about November. Oh, do we want to play the voicemail? We have a listener suggestion that came in. Sometimes our listeners will send us audio messages.
Yeah, sometimes they'll send us audio messages and ask for a particular episode to happen.
Yeah.
And this one I thought was kind of funny. So this is from one of our listeners, Mary, and she might be on to something.
We'll see.
Allison, it's Mary Grace. Listen, I'm calling because I think this is really important. I really think you need to do a podcast on werewolves. Like, thank you so much for werewolves, because here's the thing. I just came to this realization. Werewolves are so fucking period coded. Think about it. Werewolves happen once a month on the full moon. Okay? Periods happen once a month. Maybe, maybe not on the full moon. Maybe do like a combo podcast on thank you so much for periods and werewolves and just like compare and contrast and bring werewolves and periods together. Bitches be werewolves, okay? Once a month, in the middle of the night, you turn into a monster. You thirst for blood or anything and everything that you can eat. I don't know anything else about werewolves. You're a beast, you're hungry, thirst for blood, whatever. But that's all I had to say, really. Like, just there you go. Okay, bye.
I agree. There could be a connection there.
Bitches be werewolves.
Yeah, bitches do be werewolves. I think there's definitely some lore connected to that, and we should look into it.
And as Mary was elaborating off message, she was telling me that werewolves are not for boys.
It's for the girls?
They're for the girlies, and we're taking them back.
All right. So. Well, you heard it here first, guys. Yeah. Werewolves are for the girls, not the boys.
So we might do some research on that. And yeah.
They're not for you, boys.
Yeah, you're not a werewolf. We are. Okay. I told her I get hairier every year, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got chin hairs coming up all over the place.
I do, too. It's like, got to pluck them out.
Stupid.
Well, on that note, I hope you guys liked hearing all these spooky stories that we had for you. Again.
I loved it.
This was like one of, well, I say this a lot, like, but this is one of my favorite episodes we've done.
Yeah, me too.
I like the scary stories. In any case, I hope you guys enjoyed. We're going to try to, I don't know, maybe do some more scary stories. Maybe do one. We might continue the spooky theme into November is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
This might, because.
So hate us or join us.
Yeah. Hate us or join us. Also, do you like that slogan? Should we bring it back?
We need all of the opinions, please. Should we bring it back?
Follow us on Thank You So Much Pod if you aren't already, because now we're releasing videos.
Yay, videos.
And also on TikTok.
We're on TikTok, everyone. And TikTok is fun.
Yeah.
So go follow us.
Go follow us on TikTok. And, of course, send us your emails. We do like hearing them. And if you have any voice messages you want to send us, maybe you'll be featured on the pod.
Yeah, that's our new thing. So.
That's our new thing.
Oh, follow our listener stories. Follow our listeners' Instagrams who sent us stories.
The first listener is meow_funny.
With an F. Fanny. Like Fanny.
Fanny. The next listener story we got was from Ryan, who you can find on Instagram, midnight_movie_star. Midnight movie
That's
star.
That's cute.
The third story was from Kadar, who you can find on Instagram at Kadar Vimana. That's KadarVimana.
Yep.
Okay, and then the final story was from my friend Matthew Winger, and you can find him as Matthew Winger.
In real life.
In real life. He doesn't have an Instagram.
Out on the street.
He doesn't have an Instagram, but yeah. Thank you guys again for your stories, and we love you so much. Thank you.
Love you. Thank you. Bye. Mwah.